The Mishnah on the Flamral from the Beis teaches us, Hashleich Eruvoi B'yad Chereshoit V'Katan, if somebody sends his Erev Tchumim to be placed through a Chereshoit V'Katan, Oy B'yad Misha Enemoid B'Erev, or through someone who doesn't believe in Hilchas Erev, the halacha is Eino Erev. It's not considered a valid Erev. However, continues the Mishnah, from Amar La'Acher, if he ever told someone else who is capable of placing the Erev, L'kabel Memenu, to receive the Erev from the Chereshoit of a Katan, Hareza Erev, and this qualified individual is the one who actually places down the Erev, then the halacha is Hareza Erev, it's considered a kosher Erev. Ask the Gemara of a Katan Loi, is it true that a Katan cannot put down the Erev? Vam Rav Huna, Katan Goyves Erev. Didn't Rav Huna teach us that a Katan may collect an Erev? So why over here is the Mishnah teaching us that a Katan is disqualified? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Kan be Erev Tchumim, kan be Erev Chatzeres. The Mishnah draws a distinction between Eruvei Tchumim and Eruvei Chatzeres, that by Eruvei Tchumim a Katan is disqualified, and by Eruvei Chatzeres a Katan is not disqualified. And there's a fundamental Machloikis Rishonim, Rashi in Tosfos, and how to understand why by Erev Tchumim a Katan is disqualified, and why by Erev Tchumim a Katan is disqualified. Rashi explains, because Eruvei Tchumim, how does Eruv Tchumim work? It works by having someone place the Erev in a spot, and as we've explained, and as the Pshat in the Gemara, by putting the Erev down in a certain spot, that becomes my Mokum Shvisa, that's the place where I am considering being there for Shabbos, which goes through a kinyan, and a katan is not qualified to make a kinyan. And since a katan is not qualified to make a kinyan, that's why a katan cannot make the Erev. The Rishonim discuss what Rashi means by saying this katan can't make a kinyan Erev. Some Rishonim, I saw the Meiri explains, that it just, the katan does not have the ability to have the das, the proper mental capacity to make a kinyan. Others say that this works with shlichus, and we know that a katan is not about shlichus. In fact, I saw the Achroinim ask that why doesn't Rashi mention this disqualifying factor about a katan, that he's not a bar shlichus, and in fact they say that that's part of what Rashi meant in explaining the disqualification of the katan, that the katan doesn't have the ability not to have das, nor is a katan a valid bar shlichus. That is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos has a whole different pshat. Tosfos' pshat is that the reason a katan cannot be relied on to put down the Erev is because an Erev Tchumim, Tosfos explains, is more significant, is more required than a Eruvei Chatzeres, especially according to the opinions that Tchumim are Daraisa. And even if we'll hold Tchumim are not Daraisa, we still, Tosfos says, know that Tchumim are based on a pasuk in the Torah of Yaitse Ishmim Koimai B'yoyim HaShabbos, and therefore Chazal did not trust the Katan that if I send him to put down the Erev, he will put down the Erev. Whereas Erev Chatzeres are not as serious as Eruvei Tchumim. And by Eruvei Chatzeres, we can rely that the katan will do the job that he's supposed to do in putting down the Erev. We will still discuss later in our shiur why a katan, according to Rashi, is capable of collecting Eruv Chatzeris. Tosis asks on Rashi a number of very important questions. So before we go into the questions that Tosis asks on Rashi, so the obvious nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis is if a katan is given the job of placing the Erev Tumim, according to Tosis, even if we see the katan placing the Erev, then it'll be fine. According to Rashi, however, if we see the katan placing the Erev, it wouldn't make a difference, because the katan does not have ability to put down the Erev to be koina the Erev. When we talk about Tosfos Pshat, the Achronim ask two very fundamental questions. If, as we just explained, according to Tosfos, the problem is that we don't trust that the katan will do what he was asked to do, and therefore, as we just explained, if we know that the katan did what he was told to do, then the halacha is that it's a valid Erev. So why, asked the Kairan Oira and the Sfas Emes, why when the Mishnah that we just learned says that if we saw that when is the Erev kosher if it was given by katan, and that is if we ask someone to obtain the Erev from the katan, and then if he takes it from the katan and places it, that the Erev is kosher, according to Tosfos, we don't need that. We should just have that if I saw that the katan put down the Erev, then the Erev is kosher. Why do we have to bring someone else in? That's one question. But there's a much more fundamental question that the Sfas Emes asks on Tosfos. Later in our perek on Daf Lamed Hei, the Gemara introduces the concept of Chomer Gomel. Chomer Gomel means that sometimes we don't know if the Erev is a valid Erev or not. And since we don't know if the Erev is a valid Erev or not, the person is a Chomer Gomel. He's stuck in both places. That means we know that if somebody has an Erev in one direction, he could walk 4,000 Amos in that direction, but no Amos in the other direction. Because we know that when you put an Erev, you gain 2,000 Amos on one side, but you lose 2,000 Amos in the other direction. So ask the Sfas Emes, if Tosfos is saying that it's not that the katan doesn't have the ability to put down the Erev, it's just a question that we don't know if he did what he was supposed to do. So ask the Sfas Emes, why when an Erev was sent through a katan, does the Mishnah say, as we just learned, that the halacha is Eino Erev? Why is it an Eino Erev? It should be a suffix. Maybe the katan put it down, and then as Tosfos says, it's perfectly fine. Or maybe the katan didn't put it down, and it's not an Erev, and therefore the person should be a Chomer Gomel. The Mishnah says Eino Erev. Why is it not an Erev? According to Tosfos, it should be a suffix Erev. These are two questions that we need to understand as we continue learning this Machloikus Rishayim. Tosfos asks a series of questions on Rashi's Pshat. A beautiful Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Kan. The first question that Tosfos actually asks is from a Gemara Masechta Milah, which we're going to get back to that question and teretz that Tosfos gives. Tosfos actually refers to that Gemara and further Tosfos in the Amud as well, and we will speak about that kasha later. The second question that Tosfos asks on Rashi is that, according to Rashi, Tosfos says that it seems that the entire problem with the katan is that he doesn't have the ability to make an Erev. Ask Tosfos, What would be the halacha? It seems that according to Rashi, that were a katan, if a katan had the ability to make a kinyan, then there would be no problem with a katan taking the eruv. Ask Tosfos, why? Why should we not be concerned, as Tosfos is concerned, that maybe the katan didn't do his job? So Tosfos, so one teretz that the Achronim asks, and this is actually a question that the Gemara asks, but according to Rashi, Tosfos says, that isn't the concern by a katan. The concern by a katan is not that he maybe didn't take it. The concern is that he can't make an eruv. So some Achronim say that when the Gemara asks the question, it's not referring to the case of the katan. It's referring to the case of somebody who's not moed the be'eruv. But by a katan, Rashi doesn't have that concern. But most Achronim, the Tzlach, the Gaon Yaakov, and other Achronim say that when Rashi, Sfasemis, that when Rashi says that the katan doesn't have the ability to make the kinyan of Erev, it's not that Rashi means to say that he doesn't have the ability to make the kinyan, but he has nemonis, that if he's asked to do something, he will do it. Of course not. A katan doesn't have that ability. What the Gemara means to say is that a katan has two deficiencies by Erev Tchumim. Certainly Rashi agrees with Tosfos that a katan doesn't have the namonis to, the katan doesn't have the namonis that if he's asked to do something that he will do it. And besides that he doesn't have that, he also doesn't have the ability to make Erev Tchumim because he is an individual who can't make a king. In fact, I saw the Meroime Sada says that's exactly why Rashi, because of the question that we quoted from the Sfas Emes, is why Rashi only focused on the Katan's inability to make an Erev because he can't make a Kinyan. What does the Meroime Sada say? The Meroime Sada says that we just learned that according to Tosfos, the problem with a katan is that he doesn't have namonis. And therefore we can never be sure, did he or did he not deliver the Erev? So we asked, according to Tosfos, why is the Mishnah say absolutely that the Erev is not an Erev when a katan sent it? It should be a suffix. Maybe he delivered it, maybe he didn't deliver it. Rashi, in order to avoid that problem, avoided saying that the issue of a katan is that he doesn't have namonis. Because Rashi knew, says the Meroime Sada, if that would be the only thing we're going to say is the problem with a katan, we're going to end up in a situation where I don't know, it'll be a suffix. Says Rashi that there's another deficiency with a katan, that he doesn't have nemonis. And since he has that additional deficiency, that he doesn't have nemonis, that's why the Erev will never be an Erev. But certainly Rashi agrees that the katan has both deficiencies. Then Tosfos makes another point. Tosfos quotes a Gemara Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim regarding Bedikas Chametz says that a katan is nemon to say that he did Bedikas Chametz. Why? Because since the Chi Bedika is only Midrabonim, for Midaraisa, Bittel Chametz is adequate. And when we speak about it, din derabbanan, a katan is neman. So ask Tosfos, if my pshat is, says Tosfos, that a katan has no nemanis, so why can the gemaras, and even by derabbanan, which erev tchumim is, so why does the katan have nemanis in mesecht pesachim bevedikas chametz? So Tosfos says that when it's the cotton's obligation to do something, there the cotton has nemonis. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim on the Aftalid is referring to a situation where it's their home, and therefore since it's their home, they have the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz, and therefore they're nemon. in someone else's home, they don't have that type of nemanus. Asks Rabbi Kivega, why does Tosfos have to say that pshat? The Gemara Masechta Psachim is referring to a situation where the Ketanim are coming on their own and telling us that they did Bedekas Chametz. And that's why they're Neman. But in our Mishnah, it's referring not to a case where the Ketan on his own came and said that he did the Shlichus. He is asked to do the Shlichus. So there, it's much more of a concern. It's a concern, as the next sugya we learn in our Gemara is, do we say shlich oisei shlichusai? Can we assume that a shlich will do his job? Oh, and therefore, maybe over there, a katan is not nema. In other words, Kiv Eger, Tosfos is saying one chiddush, and Kiv Eger is saying another chiddush. Tosfos is saying that a katan is neman when it's his personal obligation, whereas in our Gemara, where it's not his personal obligation, a katan is not neman. Rabbi Kivega is saying it depends if the katan did it on his own versus if the katan did it as in a shlichus. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kivega says this beferish, if there'll be a situation where it's not that the cotton was sent, but if the cotton on his own came and said, I placed an Erev Tchumim in a certain spot, it could be, and I saw Rabbi Kivega doesn't make a nafkamina whether it's Rashi's pshat or Tosfos' pshat, although it's a chiddush, how we could say that Rashi would agree to this, but it's based on a Gemara Masech, the Psachim, the cotton would be Nema. So now we have a chiddush and a kasha. The chiddush is that if a cotton on his own placed the Erev and now comes and says that he placed it, he's Neman. And it seems that maybe even Rashi would have to agree to that. Otherwise, what is Rashi going to do with the Gemara in Masechta Psachim, according to the Kivega? Eruve Chetzeris, the Gemara says, a cotton is Neman. And the question is, according to Tosfos, the reason a cotton is neman by Ruvei Chetzeris is because the cotton, because for that type of the Rabbanon, Chazal trusted a cotton. The question is, why, according to Rashi, is there a difference between a Ruvei Chetzeris and a Ruvei Tchumim? So Rashi explains, a Ruvei Chetzeris, the very mask of Ruvei Chetzeris, says Rashi, Ruvei Chetzeris, the Ruvei Rishisayu Ba'amahu. You're just connecting the different Rishuyas, Hilkach Me'ela Ma'arif. And therefore, he can make the Erev. And Rashi continues, Vavgav Dei Masa Katan Klum, even though a Katan doesn't have the ability to make a Kinyan, La'ich Paslon, says Rashi, right, Erev Chetzeris doesn't bother us, Kednan Kamon, Balabai Shoy Shotov Mshchenov, if you're a shutif, ain't tzarech la'arif. Av la'ruvei tchumim, but when it comes to ruvei tchumim, says Rashi, a knuya shvisahu, it requires a kinyan, and says Rashi, the katan la'yalimi la'mikni. So the mefarshim, in trying to explain what Rashi says regarding a ruvei chetzeris, and why they're different than a ruvei tchumim, explain that in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Tes, we're going to have a machloikus, Rabba and Shmuel, why is Erev Chetzeris effective? Shmuel says, Erev Mishum Kinyan, that the person in whose house we have the Erev is Makna, his house, to all of the other neighbors that are participating in this Erev, and therefore they all become owners in one similar house. Rava, on the other hand, says, Erev Mishum Dira. Because our bread, our food, is all in the same place, that makes that home all of our home, and therefore, it's like we're all living in one home together. So indeed, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, when we get to the Gemara on Daf Memtes, the halach is like Rabbah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Aleph Paskins. But there's a very big question. It seems that our Gemara, the way Rashi at least is explaining our Gemara, is only understandable if we follow the opinion of Rabbah. If we follow the opinion of Shmuel, there's no way of understanding our Gemara. And the question is, since our Gemara, particularly according to Rashi, makes this nafkamina between a Ruvei Chatzeris and a Ruvei Tchumim, without making any distinction between that it's following Rabbah's Pshat or Shmuel's Pshat, how will Shmuel understand our Gemara? So, the Mefarshim explain that Shmuel will agree with Rabbah that anybody could collect the Erev. There's no dispute over that. The Machloikis between Rabbah and Shmuel is strictly in whose home can the Erev be placed. Where according to Rabbah, even if it's placed in the home of a Katan, the halacha is that it's a valid Erev. According to Shmuel, it can't be put in the home of a Katan. But even Shmuel will agree that for Eruv HaChetzeris, the Katan could do the collection. Why? Because even Shmuel will have to agree that that is not what is the Kinyan. The Kinyan is in the home that you put it, not the way it's collected. Taisus, as we just said a very bechiddush, that if it's a din derabbanan that is obligated on the cotton as well, then the cotton has nemonis. And this question comes up. We know that when we buy kalim from an akum, the halacha is they have to be toiveled. And the question, and this is a very relevant question, la loch lemaisa, is can a cotton do the tefillas kalim? The Mechaber in Yoridei is Simen Kuf Ches Sif Yudalid says Eim Aminim Katan Atfilas Kalim. And the Taz and the Bia Gro, the Taz and Sif Katan Tazayin, the Bia Gro and Sif Katan Lamed Vav hold that since Tfilas Kalim is a Deraisa, so since it's a Deraisa, therefore Ketanim do not have an Amonis. Says Riki Vega, if Tfilas Kleis Chuchis, the obligation to Toivel Glass Kalim is only the Rabbonon, and for that we can't trust the cotton. And again, the difference is, as Taisus just said, there's a difference between a Doraisa and a Rabbonon. Says the Magen Avraham that even though we're saying that by the Rabbanan, a cotton has nemonis, Tosfos just taught us that that's only when the cotton had his own obligation to fulfill the Rabbanan. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that even if we're learning that Tfilas Kleis Chuchis, the Tfilah of Glass Kalim is a Rabbanan, and by the Rabbanan, Ketanim have nemonis, Tosfos just taught us that Nemonis is only on something that they're obligated to do. And therefore, according to this Taisus, they would only have Nemonis if the Kalim belonged to them. Or according to Rekiv Eger, if they volunteered the information on their own. Otherwise, how could a Katan have Nemonis even by Kli's Chuchis, even though it's a Drabon? However, I did see that the Paiskim want to make a distinction between Tfilas Kleis Chuchis and Tchumen, and Eruvei Tchumen. Because they say that even though there's obviously a Chiyuv to do Tfilas Kalim on Kleis Chuchis, if one didn't toivel the Kleis Chuchis, you could still use the Kalim. If you ate food from a Kali that wasn't toiveled, you didn't do the right thing, but the food is kosher. However, on Shabbos, if you didn't walk within the air, if you don't have an Erev Tchumim, you're not allowed to walk where you don't have an Erev Tchumim. And therefore, Erev Tchumim represents a much more Isser Chomer than Kli's Chuchis, and Tfilas Kli's Chuchis, and therefore maybe we could be more lenient on the Namonis of Ktanim by Tfilas Kli's Chuchis than we are by other areas of Halacha.